el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
How are you, students? How are you, guys?
Okay, I'm fine.
I'm doing fine.
Pretty good.
Here we have Jocelyn, Josue, and Alexander. They're going to be sharing this program with us. Today, we will continue with week's 13 subject matter, which are shapes, colors, sizes, and types of material to make descriptions. When we mention shapes, we're talking about form of objects. For example, a ball is round or circular. Christmas trees have a triangular shape. Doors are rectangular, but most windows are square. Eggs are oval. Objects then can have round, circular,
square,
rectangular,
oval, or triangular shapes. Turn to page 213 and say after me. Oval.
Oval.
Triangle.
Triangle.
Square.
Square.
Round or circular.
Round or circular.
Rectangle.
Rectangle.
Now complete the exercise.
Objects can be described with sizes too.
Like small, medium, or large, or big or little, or high or low.
That's correct.
Take a look at page 205. The giant is big. Jack is little. This fence is low. This fence is high.
Did you know that objects can also be described telling the type of materials they are made of?
Yes. Listen to the conversation. Pay attention to the types of materials.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'm looking for frames to place on family pictures.
Any type in particular?
Not really. Can you show me what you've got?
Here is this rectangular black and white picture frame. What do you think? Is it what you are looking for?
No, it's too small, and it doesn't have the colors I have in mind. Can I see that one over there, please?
Which one? The brown and beige one that has a triangular form?
Not that one. The one with red circles on the side, and the rest is white.
There are two, the rectangular and the oval. Which one do you want to see?
The rectangular, please. How much is it?
It is $15.
Okay, I'll take it. Thanks for helping.
You're welcome.
Good morning. What's yours?
Hello. Only the picture frame, miss.
Cash or credit card?
Credit card, please.
You need to sign here. Here you go. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Did you see how easy it is to use vocabulary related to colors, shapes, and sizes in the dialogue? Now, practice creating your own conversation with a partner. To describe objects, you can also say the type of material. An object can be of wood, glass, rubber, plastic, leather, wool, synthetic, gold, silver, carbon paper, or aluminium.
For example, there are wooden, plastic, and aluminium chairs. rubber, synthetic, or leather shoes.
And there are gold or silver earrings and rings. And milk comes in carton containers or in plastic containers.
Juices too. Dos Pinos has both carton and plastic containers for oranges.
Now, when you go shopping, you describe specifically the item you want.
Yes, I may ask for a small, brown, rectangular leather wallet or a big, yellow, round bowl. I like Unit 13. It was very interesting.
Yes, I hope you, my students, enjoyed this week's program. Don't forget to complete the exercises of the unit and to ask a partner or your tutor for clarification when it is necessary.
Gotta tell Reggie. Hey, Reggie, guess what?
Shapes are everywhere you look. Everywhere you look, there are. Triangle over there. I see a circle. I see a square. I see a triangle over there. Come on, kids, let's draw shapes in the air. Square. Triangle.
Did you hear the song? Very nice, right? Colors, shapes, sizes, and types of material help us when we want to describe objects.
Goodbye, everyone, and stay tuned with me for the next program.
Goodbye.
Este programa fue producido por ICER.
En colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.